got more junk than we need. Now we ought to have a garage. She bought that little wicker basket up there. I think she paid $8 for it. And my sister is an antique, has an antique shop. She says it's worth $40.
Wow, well, it is lovely.
It's a real old.
It's quite old.
It's dark.
Yeah.
And this little old thing was given to me. I go to Dawson to antique auction over there. I used to. I don't have anybody to go with me now.
Mm-hmm.
And I had bought several things over there. And he gave me that. She says that's worth about $60.
The piece of furniture.
Uh-huh.
It's
I don't
very
know what
unusual.
It's called.
I don't either. I've been intrigued.
Now, it originally had, you can see where it had a chef across here, and if you feel up here, there's a nail here. It had a chef down there.
Right.
On that.
Maybe a display plate.
But anyway, it's a good junk catcher.
Sure. It's just right.
And I can keep all my pocketbooks. I don't have to go hung them out of a drawer or a closet. Nobody hit Palmyra says she didn't care.
That's fine. We've got her both approved. I was going to ask you about unthickened gravy, Miss Kirsten, that is made by adding water to the
ham. Red eye gravy.
Okay. And what do you call the liquid burned in lamps?
Kerosene.
And what do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
Piney wood rooter.
Okay.
That wood in my...
Yes, it is. And I've heard it before down here. What do you call an itching soreness between the toes?
Ground itch, athlete's foot.
And what do you call homemade whiskey?
White lightning is one word. What is that other word they use? I know another one.
Moonshine.
Moonshine.
Okay. And have you heard another word for some real cheap whiskey, maybe that's dangerous?
Are you getting out of my line when you're
right.
Whiskey?
What do you call
it? I've heard it, but I can't.
Okay. What do you call anything that a child likes to play with?
Toys.
And one is
and these two grandsons of mine like to play with everything in the house. And 13-month-old one goes to the telephone right straight and takes it up. And you think he's going to tear it up. And then goes in there and gets Palmyra's dish of water and puts that on the floor. And then gets her little bowl, little fruit bowl, and breaks it. And you have to get out of there.
Is that a 3-year-old?
No, that's the 13-month one.
Oh, very
the 3-year-old one's got a little more sense.
This next section deals with word patterns. It has to do with time, tense verbs, and so forth. And it's a little bit tedious because I can't just say, you know, such and such. I have to say it and let you repeat the sentence and fill in the word. For example, I would say, yesterday I saw you. So the word to go into, if you start with the present, then you say, I see you, but yesterday I saw you.
Yes.
And then many times I have
seen you. And Mr. Barry say, I seen you yesterday.
Right. A lot of people say that. If we were talking about buying groceries, you might say, I buy the groceries today, and yesterday I
bought groceries.
And I have many times.
I have bought so many times.
All right, if you're talking about eating apples, and I say, today every day I eat an apple, yesterday I
ate an apple,
and I have
eaten.
And if we're talking about drinking coffee, and I say, every day I
drink,
but yesterday I
drank,
and I have
drunk.
And if you're talking about climbing trees, and I say, well, every day that boy
climbs a tree. Climb a tree, I've heard that too.
Yes, but more like you would say,
I climb.
And I have
climbed.
You have heard it. Anyway.
Yeah, I have climbed the tree.
All right, and if you're talking about doing some work, you might say, every day I do some work,
mm-hmm.
but I have
done.
And yesterday I
did.
And if we're talking about dragging a stump out of a field, you might say, has that stump been
dragged out or pulled out?
Okay, and yesterday they